What the fuck? What are we doing? What do we do this for? Why are we on the internet right now? Why are we recording things into your fucking computer for 2 hours when she's got 10 million, almost 11 million views on a song called Saturday, which is a sequel to her song Friday? We're fucking up.
She's a star. You're not. We're not stars.
Yeah, but we...
I'm okay with not being a star. Listen, she's got not star power.
I'm not saying that we should be stars. I'm just saying, why do we even try?
Welcome to 2013, everybody. We're living in the future. Isn't that cool?
I hate it here.
You don't like the future?
No.
But there's like flat TVs and internet and all sorts of cool stuff.
You can jack off to porn on my phone.
Yeah. There's cars That's in the street.
Cool. Calling up erection. Cool. Hello. Will you accept the charges to my dick?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Of course, this
is
the
call and collect.
I'm going to see his thoughts.
You're going to see his thoughts.
I'm going to hear his thoughts.
Yeah. You kind of look like a supervillain with your chemo head where you're like, I'm going to see his thoughts.
I'm going to see his thoughts.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you guys, but that's one of the side effects is mind reading. And I can do it as if you're connected even on the internet, I can do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Any T1 line.
Well, if you're blooped in. Right. Specific to blooping.
Okay, so it's through Skype.
Skype specific, yeah.
So what's Brett thinking right now?
I don't want to tell you guys. It's really scary and dark.
Is it bad?
It's just really scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brett. It's a birthday cake full of bats.
They're just all flying out so fast. Why are there so many bats?
Oh, man, and they just run into you because their eyes are covered because they got frosting on them, and they're just running into stuff.
Happy birthday. It is bats.
How did so many bats fit in one cake? Brendan, do you want to let everyone know what went on this weekend? You had an interesting football watching experience.
Yeah, I had to be down, in the suburbs due to an obligation. It was my fiance's friend's son was getting baptized, and so we ended up going to the family home. They're a very wealthy family. They're all very politically conservative. And what I
just
noticed...
Like, just like Matt Lieb.
Yeah. Yes, very much. Very much like Matt Lieb.
Yeah. Tell me more about me and my family.
Yeah. So the funny part was like...
McCain 08.
Right. Right. Yeah. The funny part was like...
Wait, what year is it?
Most of the political shit I was expecting to hear. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just not going to get into
this. Did they bring that up? That seems like something you don't want to do with your newly deputized in-law.
So this is not my fiance's parents. It's like her friends from growing up and this large extended family. So we're at this party
like amped to talk politics with you.
Yeah, it's like a party like 30 people, and I think they just figure like this guy's white, so he probably thinks that we're
bad guess.
We get that a lot.
Yeah. So brother. I mean, and it wasn't like directly to me like, hey, how about those blacks, Brendan? You know, yeah. It was just kind of like the comments, and
it was like a Obama, yeah, like one of those right, kind of parties,
right. And it was like shit I was expecting to hear. But the funny part was it was a Saturday, so we were watching college football, and the big game Saturday was Alabama versus Texas A&M. And so it was funny to watch like the Republicanism like bleed into the football, which is like the best part. So first of all, there's a guy who's my age, just to set the scene for you. He's wearing like a Ralph Lauren polo button-down, long-sleeve button-down, tucked into some nice pleated khakis.
It's funny, you didn't even have to describe him. I already had that in my head.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Racist?
Yeah, it might be.
I don't think it is.
His big thing is he kept complaining about having to pay his fair share. He was derisively talking about paying his fair share.
Yeah.
Because he's paying too much.
Yeah, he's paying too many taxes. And he pulls up the newspaper and he goes, "A suicide barrier? Great God Almighty. Is that where my tax money's going? If these people want to kill themselves, be my guest."
I'm with him on that one.
This is in all earnestness and kind of like looking around the room for approval, and like other folks who are like also quite Republican but not like as outspoken were sort of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah, and the fact that, because it was all about where his taxes were going.
Right.
It was all it.
If it saved him taxes to build the net, he'd be all for it.
Right.
If that somehow saved him a couple bucks.
Yes.
So, or if anyway. Like Republicans had proposed a net.
You know, you know what it is?
It's Republicans like an don't like they don't net they don't like safety can't immigrate nets. Into the ocean. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Republicans don't like safety nets.
It was a literalized safety net, and he's like, no, yeah. It's some welfare queen driving around Chicago
with a safety
yeah.
net.
Yeah.
He was also deriding people, handicapped people who are cashing disability checks.
Mm.
He didn't think that his money should go to help anyone else. So
he,
it was just
he makes it. His it was, money and like, he should get to spend it
right.
however he wants. Not
yeah,
on...
he probably didn't grow up in any sort of wealth or have all the advantages of being a white middle class asshole right. like that.
So it was very like aggressive, but you know this was a celebration for a baptism slash first birthday, and so I felt it to be a little bit aggressive for considering the atmosphere.
Right.
Is that because the kid that got baptized, the 1-year-old, was the one
Obama supporter?
No, he had tried to jump off the bridge. So like that just sort of sets the stage for like, I mean, he's like so aggressively like fuck everyone else, and like I guess there's some sort of weird disconnect to me. I mean, like I certainly don't want to get into a debate about taxes, but I have a very big thing where I do not want to hear anyone complain about taxes. Like, it's just, please don't.
That's
so
more just
annoying.
Boredom than politics.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's politics aside, I do not give a fuck how much you pay in taxes. I don't care. I don't care about any of that stuff, and I don't want to hear you complain. Mm-hmm. So every time my fiance wants us to go and hang out in the circle of people, my complaint is, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of other people my age wearing khaki shorts who complain about the cost of things, because that's what it ends yeah. up being.
It's like you can just feel yourself getting closer to death with
right.
every
it's
complaint.
Just these guys who are so aggrieved. So it's like, I'm trying to build this deck, and this contractor is trying to tell me that he's going to charge me this. What kind of shit is that? And then I got to take it down to the city and get it approved. Got these permits. And it's just like, I just like eject. I'm like looking for the eject button. Where is it? You know, I'm like... Yeah. It's horrible.
The girls are talking about each other's hair, like, "Oh my god, yeah. you gotta put the right. dye on longer till it stings."
Yeah, I just want to like kill myself. So anyway, the sort of aggressive politics end up carrying over to like the football game, and so everyone's already decided that like Johnny Manziel is such an asshole because he's taking on the NCAA, which is like, by the way, the headline dropped today that Texas A&M has made $400 million more this year than it did last year for moving the SEC.
That's just in donations.
Yet Johnny Manziel's the problem for trying to get $10,000 from his own fucking signature.
Hey, how
so
dare
everyone's
he?
Like, oh, this Johnny Manziel guy, he's too big for his britches. He's making that make it rain sign every time he scores. What kind of shit is he needs to get popped. Someone needs to show that guy. You know, like there's this like heavy paternalism going throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, well, and Judeo-Christian punishment complex.
Right, yes, yeah. definitely. And then so finally like the game starts and he's like, so obviously for the film drunkards that don't watch football, this guy is a quarterback. He's very mobile, and part of the reason he's the best player in the country is because he can escape from these amazing situations because he's so athletic.
If I can make a gross generalization, he's a white quarterback that plays somewhat like a black quarterback.
Fair enough.
Gross.
Yeah. So
that's probably why they don't. Partly why they don't like.
So we're like watching it, and they're playing Alabama, which is the number one team in the country. So the. You know, he's getting harassed left and right, and he's like scrambling around and evading. It was like, it was a beautiful thing. If you watched the game, it was amazing.
Oh, the guy made my dick hard.
The guy was amazing.
I
So every time he scrambles, they're going, what's he scrambling for? Why is he doing that? His O-line doesn't even know he's doing that. That's selfish. That's selfish. So he's like, yeah. he like almost gets sacked. It was like a devastating play and like escapes and runs for like a first down. And like, that's selfish. I can't believe he did that. What a selfish play. And then, like, the next play, he just drops back and chucks it down the field for, like, a touchdown, like a 50-yard touchdown. And it's early in the game against the best team in the country. And they're like, what an idiot. I can't believe he did that. He's just giving the ball right back to Alabama.
He's
giving it right back to him. Wow. He's giving it right back to him.
He should probably have a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
And then not score.
And they're saying we should pay these guys. Can you believe the gall? By the way, our friend... do you think he had a reasonable amount of children?
Oh,
I do
no.
not.
Oh, no, you're totally wrong. He's just got 4 blonde-headed future dickheads of America.
All boys?
No, half and half.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They can fuck each other. Am I right? Fist bump.
So, wide mouth can.
I'm punching the top. Look at that. Smooth pour. Thanks, Miller. Cool.
My name's Ricky C. O.D. Say that I'm slow. Why? Because I'm hot. But no, they don't know. Red is our anger, so don't get us mad. Lie.
Kai-bye.
And damn, I'm glad. Orange and yellow. Kohar crushing cool. Cautious kicking mellow. And me with green jewels. Blue is our sympathy and our guilt in the go.
Jim Belushi wrote this article about driving and asking directions with his wife.
Oh,
and
no.
You have to read it. I think he's like the white, what's that guy's name? The big teeth guy with the Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
He has an amazing mouth, teeth, mustache combination.
Just everything about him is shiny. His suits, his hair, his face, his teeth.
He's always wearing a finely pressed hat.
He's like made of glitter. All right.
Head to toe, glitter man.
The headline is, this is in the Chicago Sun-Times, so it's not like it's just him on his personal blog. Jim Belushi is the master of his machine. It's written by Jim Belushi. Yes.
I mean, the title of the
Jim Belushi is one slow guy by Jim Belushi.
And the car's all right, too. Hey-o!
Can you write more blog posts with your name in the title?
No. Yeah. Just start all your blog posts with Vince Mancini is.
Okay, here's the first sentence. Yes, I am on my third marriage, but I've learned a lot of things during those marriages to make this one work. I've learned lessons from mistakes. If you don't, you're an idiot.
It would be much funner if you said, and I can't wait for my fourth.
Yeah. When I met my wife, Jennifer, I couldn't wait to exercise what I had learned. It started on the third date. I was driving down Montana Avenue in Santa Monica, which is like straight out of the Californian sketch, with like these name-dropping streets. Yeah. I was driving down Montana Avenue in Santa Monica, and Jenny was sitting in the passenger seat. Here comes the test, guys, for a successful marriage. She lifts her hand oh so gently, sticks her finger out, and points at the next street and says, "Why don't you turn here? It's shorter." I stopped the car, pulled over to the side, took off my seatbelt, did a full dramatic turn, and looked at her in the eye. I said, "I think you're cool, but never, ever, ever tell me where to go in a car. Never point to a street. Never tell me which way is shorter. Never talk to me about directions while I'm driving my car. Never make a sound like an oof when there is a car coming near us. I am the master of my car. I am in charge of my machinery. This is my Batmobile. Robin doesn't tell Batman where to go. I will decide, right or wrong, which way we are going. But I still think you're cute. I like you."
Granted, the last thing I said was very men are from Mars, women are from Venus, hacky bullshit. But this is some seriously hacky bullshit.
This is "I want to take a golf club to your head."
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I want to tell you, it worked. I've been with Jenny now 17 years. 6 months ago, I made a mistake.
It's probably because you put her in her place that one day on Montana Boulevard in Santa Monica.
That's when she fell in love.
He woke up her echoes.
Yeah.
Being a famous actor on my third marriage, it just so happens that I can tell this new trophy wife what to do.
Yeah, being a millionaire actor driving around in my car. You know,
think that bitch is walking away from According to Jim Residuals? I don't think so.
Do you know how much syndication money I get? Are you fucking kidding me?
6 months ago, I made a mistake. One stupid mistake. I don't know. I must have been tired. Or maybe I was thinking about sex.
He asked for directions.
Oh, God.
Most likely, I was thinking about sex. I said,
"He's not. He's like a. He's a cartoon man. He read a book about how men are like, and then drew a crude.
He's like an alien. No,
he's an infomercial man. Where like he's like, there's gotta be an easier way.
This is punching the microwave and crying.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a hamburger. Dumps a bowl of soup on his head.
Yeah.
Ah! Women are the hardest. How do I cook food?"
I like that he's full retard, too.
"My wife leaves and there's pizza in the toaster. How does this work?
But what about all the cabbage?
The dog's got a cereal bowl on his head. I can't stop getting married."
I said, "Hey, honey, which way do you think is the best way to go to Hollywood? Sunset or Wilshire?"
His mistake was involving his wife?
Yes. Asking her which way to go.
I opened the vault. Now I have Chatty Cathy in the traffic chopper sitting next to me. "Why are you in the right lane? You know are there potholes on the right side. You should always be in the left lane on Sunset, but switch into the right lane before Beverly Glen this time of day. No, that's ridiculous going that way. Too much traffic. You should. "Damn," I say. "You should shut up." And she looks at me like a wet cat that's been startled by a dog.
First of all,
that is the fucking stupidest metaphor. The stupidest simile I've ever heard. Like a wet cat. Why would the cat have to be wet to be startled by a dog? Like, it comes out of the pool. First, why is the cat wet?
He was having a nice swim and wasn't expecting the dog to be there.
If the cat's wet, he's already startled.
No, the cat is in the shower.
Yeah. Before it could tell off.
And the dog.
And its stupid dog husband
just,
comes up.
And it just watched Psycho. And then when the dog came, it really scared.
Wait, it's fun and all to pick on Belushi, but is this going to end in violence? Because I don't think I want to finish this article.
No. It ends in just utter pointlessness. In fact, I'm just going to stop now.
Yeah,
that right. Sounds like a good
that
idea.
That was making me really angry.
He finishes with, that's why he thinks his navigation system shouldn't have a female voice.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
And then is the last line, and now I'm looking for my fourth wife.
Wow. He doesn't even want a woman robot?
Here's the last section. So I think the best thing to do, first of all, is never drive with my wife again. She can walk. But I also want to charge. But I also
problem solved. I guess we can close the book on that one.
But I also
got a one-seat car.
But I also want to change all the guys' navigation systems to my voice. I'll call it Belushi Navigation. I will say things.
It just says, kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Just do it.
Kill me. Kill me.
I will say things in a calm voice like, hey, man, what's up? Oh, there's always a lot of traffic on the Kennedy going downtown at this time. God, all I see are red brake lights. I don't know. Hey, you could get off at Harlem, go down Higgins, pick up the 94 closer to downtown, or you could stay here because you know what you're doing, man. You're the master of your car. You're in charge of this machinery. You'll get us there. Or go ahead, make the U-turn here. It may be illegal, but the cops aren't out. My favorite is, slow down, what are you rushing for? Some dinner party your wife wants to go to? Admiral Strip Club is on Lawrence and Pulaski. Now turn right in 600 feet.
His voice navigation sounds pretty gay.
Yeah.
We just bro out or hug, you know, maybe.
I mean, you're a pretty muscular guy, so I trust you.
Hey, are you?
Let's get some chicken wings, faggot. How much you bench?
Let's kiss but mean.
Brett rarely gets upset. He's usually just a happy-go-lucky guy eating his bat cake. But the
bat cake's not for eating, Ben. The bat cake is for frightening the children.
You bring it to, like, elementary school birthdays?
There's very little actual cake in a bat cake.
It's mostly bats.
It's mostly bats and scaffolding.
And a thin layer of frosting on the outside.
It's as little cake as possible to fit as many bats as you can.
And you bring it to, like, little Jimmy's birthday down at the local Y.
I'm not even invited to his birthday. I just show up with the cake.
So this baby's about to go crazy, but I'm going to try.
All right. We got Brendan's gone this week. I hope you don't mind. But Brett's on the Skype, and I got Matt Lieb and Mr. Juan Medina on the line with you.
That all sounds good.
Okay, cool.
So I can do this segment really fast before a baby explodes.
Yeah, I don't want an exploding baby.
I do.
What did you decide to call this segment, Vince?
I thought we went with tweets from my sick ride.
Oh yeah, tweets from my sick ride. Okay, so basically the background of this, really quick, is that somehow I was Twitter searching something about a Lexus, and I was Twitter searching. If it was a nice day if people like just tweet like it's a nice day and then that's it, which I thought was a weird thing.
Yeah.
I noticed that,
which is common, oddly enough.
Yeah. That people tweet it's a nice day, I want to take my Porsche and or Lexus for a wash.
Oh no.
That's the baby crying.
The baby doesn't like that at all.
Oh.
Hold on. There we go.
This is great.
I like this.
Guys, this is exciting for me.
This is exciting for us.
Is that your baby, or did you find that baby?
I just found it.
That's cool.
Is that my baby?
Than I thought, though. So anyway, here. So I pulled some of my favorite tweets. This is going really well.
It's like a human soundboard.
I know. Okay, so here's my first one. I'll just ease you in.
I can hear you.
You're easing him in by burping him.
I am burping him right now.
I can hear you patting your baby.
Oh, he just burped. That was great.
All right. Yay.
Oh, he's not happy, guys. He's really... Okay. Hold on.
Oh, he's got the hiccups. How about the...
That's a dog. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Dude, don't you know anything about show business?
Now there's a dog at play?
Kids and dog,
keep
man.
The dog away from the baby.
Okay, so here's the first one. Ready?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm ready. All right. The first one is from Raja Sandhu. So it's at Raja Sandhu. This is not going well, guys. And he says, good day to take my baby for a wash. Hashtag Porsche, hashtag 6-speed.
I like it. Okay.
All right. The next one is from at Manic Mongoose.
This segment is killing.
This is just, I don't know what my dog is barking at. The baby's mad. This segment could not be going more terribly.
It's so well punctuated.
Is this a soundboard, dude?
This is not. This is not a soundboard.
Read more tweets.
Oh, he's really upset.
Keep reading tweets.
This is like that scene in Swordfish where he's got to hack into a computer while someone's blowing him. Okay, so the second tweet is from at Manic Monkey.
I hope it's not like that.
And he says, all done, wash, clay bar, wax, detail, hashtag Porsche, hashtag Porsche Boxster, hashtag...
What's the last hashtag?
I try to read tweets while my dog barks and my baby cries. I don't think it really matters what the tweets are.
Yeah. The song's called Swang and Bang and the album is called Fort Doodadoo.
I would register Fort Doodadoo for 4-year service. And I just stand there with my little hat, not sure what to do.
Welcome to Fort Doodadoo, son.
Can I help you, son?
Yeah. Can I help you, son?
I'm not sure why I enlisted, and now I'm confused what to do.
Joker crazy. Joker crazy.
A little repetitive.
I'm in a two-seater. Man, pull up. IRS. The real niggas. Real. Will Bargees. Our daddy's killers. Killers. I do it. I do it.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Did he say my daddy's killers? I don't know.
He said, I don't know, but I'm so terrified.
He says LRN, and I don't know what it stands for.
I think it's not... Fort Doodadoo? I think it's featuring Doodadoo.
Oh, you're right. Oh, man. I wish Fort Doodadoo was a place.
What, really?
Yeah. Is it really? Yeah, right? It's featuring one of the other rappers.
It, said, Doodadoo. It said FT Doodadoo with no period. What was I supposed to think?
Fort Doodadoo is
Fort
alive.
Doodadoo. Fort Doodadoo is alive.
Everybody know if you want to say featuring, you go F-E-A-T.
Oh, God. I misspent my entire military career.
What have I been doing this 4 years here?
What were we fighting for?
He just got his guns on backwards.
Some of us never left Fort Doodadoo, Brett.
I did want to ask you, so like a couple months back, I think, what was it? Yeah, in November, I asked a bunch of people about like their like stories of weird things happening to them in theater, and yours started with, a few months ago, I was in the habit of going to see movies alone all the time because I had quit my job. Long story that involves me accidentally leaving a condom in a toilet and had nothing to do during the day. I know there's a story because I think you answered someone answer to that story.
Yeah, someone tweeted me and asked me to tweet the story. Yeah. So I tried to tweet it the best I could.
You serialized
days,
it?
3 days yeah. to try to cut it down to 140.
Chapter one, yeah. Condom in toilet.
Yeah, no, that was a thing that happened. Do you want me to tell the story?
If you're willing to.
Okay, I'll make it brief.
You did tell people on Twitter, and it was really funny. So I kind of wanted to hear it. I wanted to add it to the post, but I thought that might be overstepping my bounds as an editor.
I was thinking about just writing that, but I was like, oh, it's gonna be too long if I like write out the story. But yeah, no, basically, I was a assistance professor at Berkeley. And basically the job was just like going to his house and working from his house and stuff. And like, I had to get up really early for work, but I like was hooking up with this dude in San Francisco. And so we did stuff, and then I wake up and I'm really late. So I can't go home. I have to go straight to my job. And, I didn't realize like I was, you know, obviously naked. And so I put my clothes on and then I go and, it's all cool. I'm like super hungover, but he's nice. He like makes me coffee and stuff. And about like an hour into typing stuff, I have to go to the bathroom. So I pull my pants down and I hear this like plop.
I didn't even try to go yet.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that shouldn't be happening. I didn't even start. yeah, so I look down and I just see like the condom from the night before floating in the water. And I was like, this is disgusting, obviously. I just felt a lot of shame.
It made your hangover probably a lot better.
The what?
The hangover probably was better.
Yeah, no. It was really bad, and I freaked out, but I was like, whatever, just flushed it down. And then I go back to work, and then, like, I don't know, like a little bit later, my boss, he has to use the bathroom. And he comes out, and...
No. Sorry, I didn't hit myself with the mic.
Is someone knocking?
He saw where I was going.
Dude, that was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Yeah, so basically he goes to use the bathroom, he comes back out, and then he kind of just is like, Allison, did you leave a condom in my toilet? And I was like, I cannot work with you ever again. Like, there was no...
Anyway, this has been good. I quit. Yeah,
that's like, I seriously, like, it was like I rejected him. Like, I just, like, cruelly dumped a boyfriend. Like, I wouldn't answer his calls or, like, his emails.
So did you,
like,
even... try to do any sort of denial, like, what are you talking about? Like,
she kicked the table over and ran out.
Yeah. The toilet wasn't working, and I didn't know. I thought it just flushed, but it, like, surfaced back up. And
Allison, I don't want to talk out of school here, but have you been fucking hobos in my office bathroom? Because that's the executive bathroom, and I'm going to need you to use the public one for all of your hobo-related fucking... I mean, it's good that you guys were safe.
Always practice safe sex.
I always like when you walk around in the city and you see, like, a surgical glove, like, just discarded somewhere, and you're like, well, whatever happened to here, at least it was sterile, you know? At least it was very clean.
Oh, God, but can you imagine the bum putting it on? You know you're in trouble then. It's like, uh-oh. This is going to get really dirty.
So you just quit. So you just took off and you...
Oh, no, I forgot the last part, actually.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, he said, did you put a condom on my toilet? And I was, like, freaking out. I was really nervous. And I think, I literally said that came out of my butt.
No way.
Like, I was so, like, I didn't know. I was, like, in a
Did you want to let him know you're an anal? Or
just I didn't even think about that. Like, that didn't cross my mind.
Smooth it over. Came out of my butt.
Think quick, Allison. It came out of my butt. Oh! Dang it!
Oh, horse feathers.
So, like, now you see, I could have never talked to him again.
And then you went and saw a movie.
And cried. So
then you cried. So how would you sell me the film then? What would you say that is the best part about the film?
I would slash my hooves.
No, I love this film.
First of all, have you ever heard that expression before?
I don't know what that means. Brett, what does slash my hooves mean?
It's like when someone pisses you off, but you're a cowboy, you can't key their car. So what you do is you take your key and you run along their horse's hooves.
Ah, see? That's why we keep you around, buddy.
I know these things. I'm a scientist.
Sunshine.
So this guy Justin Lukadu is like some sort of Christian motivational speaker slash dating advice guy, and he got sort of in hot water because people.
But he gets hired by high schools and shit, right?
Well, in Texas.
In Texas.
That's true. They don't allow you to teach evolution there.
You said he's really funny looking, right?
Yeah,
he's a hideous monster.
I'm sort of picturing he looks like someone that Tim Heidecker would dress up as on the Tim and Eric show. With like a Madonna mic.
Yeah, well, a little bit.
So he's got super all spiked out hair.
Oh, yes, I knew it.
He's receding hairline, mm-hmm. like a powerful recession.
But and then really spiky bleach white hair.
I was about to say frosted tips.
He's a skinny 6'7" guy that wears like Affliction shirts and has like Guy Fieri hair.
Okay,
he's kind of wall eyed. Like he looks like he's a fugu.
Yeah,
a fugu.
It's the like the pufferfish that's poisonous.
Oh, fugu.
So according to local news stations, Richardson's students, the Richard High School, were understandably outraged by the sexist comments of the speaker and walked out and blah, blah, blah. And so this sort of led me to this guy's website, and he's got all these rules of dating. And he wrote this book, which is just called Dateable, and some of the jacket copy that I got from Amazon. Girls, did you know guys will lie to you to get what they want? If he'll do it for you, he'll do it to you. If he doesn't call, it doesn't mean he hates you. This one's my favorite. A guy will treat you like you are dressed.
Oh, God.
Another good
one. That's a weird sentence.
That is a rapey sentence.
Another good one. You might be talking too much.
Is that for the girl?
Yeah.
Is there context to that, or is it just...
It's just, did you know? Did you know this? You might be talking too much.
Did you know you got weird toes? You should get that fixed.
He doesn't want sex with you because he loves you. He wants it because you're a girl and you're willing.
Wow, he really looks like a fugu. I just looked that up, and he is 100% that animal.
Guys love a mystery. There's a guys, did you know? Guys, did you know? If you're too scared to ask her, then you're not man enough to go out with her. Girls will lie to themselves to get what they want. You control how far you go. This one's interesting. Girls have their own kind of porn. And girls don't understand you.
And, and by you, I mean me.
And then he has 20 rules or 10 rules for girls and guys. And do you want which one? Girls or guys? What do you want first? I'm going to go girls because the guys starts to get really weird.
Okay.
So girls, the rules for girls. Accept your girliness. You're a girl. Be proud of all that means. You are soft. You are gentle. You are a woman. Don't try to be a guy. Guys like you because you are different from them. So let your girliness soar. Two, tell it like it is. Dateable girls don't lie to themselves. They don't say stuff like, his girlfriend just isn't good to him. That's why he's seeing me on the side. Or, she started it, so I'm going to get even. The dateable girl lets God run the world and tells herself the truth that she can control as herself. She doesn't imagine things to be more than they are.
She doesn't aspire. She doesn't hope. Tell you one thing she does do. She does shut the fuck up. And signed, the Lord.
And she listens to Space Dad.
You can hear, I got a clip of him talking if you want to hear a little of that.
I don't know if I want to have his voice inside of my face.
I mean, it starts with that.
You know it's going to be real talk now.
Oh, yeah. It's baseline.
Man, everything that we're doing right now is all about this. We, as Christians, we get the wrong answers because we ask the wrong questions. We ask, is it okay? Man, I don't care what the issue is. Is it okay if I go to this party? Is it okay if I date this person? Is it okay if I move to this town? Is it okay if I drink this, smoke this, whatever it is? And nowhere in the Bible does it say, be okay, for I am okay. And you look at the scripture, it says, I'm the God who brought you out of all of that junk, out of captivity. Now be holy, for I am holy. And if you ask that question, it totally changes everything. Man, is it holy to do something versus is it okay? Because there are a lot of things that are okay that aren't holy. And
I'm convinced that any super religious person, to be followed, they just talk really fast. And they say, they know like 20 Bible lines and they mix them in. And
or just lines that sound biblical, vaguely. It doesn't say, be okay for I am okay. You're like, wait, what?
If you know those 20, you sprinkle them in, talk really fast.
And listen, the Bible doesn't say, verily those nachos shall pass. Yeah. So
there's a lot of what the Bible doesn't say, because you can really pad it out there. Like, Bible doesn't say nothing about cupcakes. Bible doesn't say nothing about space stations. Bible doesn't say nothing about the French. Just keep going like that for half an hour. You don't actually know a thing about the Bible to fill that entire space.
And here's his bio. Justin Lukadu was a juvenile probation officer and is now an author and speaker whose hard-hitting humor and in-your-face message connects with teens.
Wait, stop.
Wait, is that?
Stop.
Come on.
Yes. Stop. It doesn't say hard-hitting and in-your-face.
Yes, that's copy stolen from a Mountain Dew commercial.
No. He is the co-author of the best-selling Dateable and The Dateable Rules. He lives in McKinney, Texas.
He is single.
He has never loved.
I copied down some of the blurbs. These are some of them were from the jacket copy and some were actual user reviews. Justin knows what teens are looking for.
He has sought after my marketers.
Your faceness.
Books that speak to the teen in language teens not only understand but use. Born from a turning point in Justin's life, these 97 random thoughts are like MTV on paper.
Oh, God.
Never letting today's fast-thinking teens get bored.
Hey, hold on. Before you go any further, I'm sure he's going to talk about there's a lot of texting and tweeting going on these days.
Now, we know you like the internet.
I'll tell you what's not in the Bible, tweeting. It doesn't say, verily I tweet, and until you, I shall be retweeted.
You think Noah took two tweets with him on the ark? That's what I thought. You're all going to die.
With short entries on everything from skydiving and horseback riding to hands-on scientific experiments.
Girls, don't open your legs a horseback ride. You look like a man. No man's going to want to date you, and you're going to be a lesbian.
Look it up. Horses hate skydiving. It's in the Bible.
Justin takes teens for an exciting, wisdom-filled ride to bring them closer to God.
You can't even get through a whole sentence without us laughing.
Brett loves it. Brett loves it. Okay, here's some user reviews. This book was recommended by a fellow mom whose daughter has also taken many of the principles through her high school career and has become a very special young lady that any mom would want their daughter to look up to. Thanks in part to things explained in the book. It puts things in teen speak that makes it easy for kids to relate and apply to their lives.
I want to know what teen speak is.
No, teen speak's all talking about like Law and Order, CSI.
They watch Bones.
What's the average review? Is that, are you on Amazon?
Oh, well, like the newer one had like a lot of one star. This is super sexist. So I had to dig through to find the good ones. Mm. All right, so girls, number three, the sexiest thing on a girl is happiness. Girls try so hard to add beauty and sexuality to themselves with clothes and makeup, but the truth is it's your spirit that makes you hot.
Girl, your spirit's so hot.
You can't put makeup on your eternal soul.
Four, girls don't fight girls, ever.
What?
Revenge what? Belongs to God.
What? What does that make even... your enemy your footstool?
Dateable girls know that when they fight other girls, they look stupid and catty, and guys don't like it any more than God does.
And that's the important thing to do. The important reason to do anything is whether or not guys will like it.
Does he have two separate line items about fighting?
Is that one rule?
Oddly that's just specific. One rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Unless there's mud or oil around, and then you can fight all you want. And God,
it's seriously
approves.
Like he read about being young from some sort of manual translated from another language. Like it's got the little IKEA diagram.
Right, it's got
it
to like babblefish.
It's like television.
Yeah.
They're always wearing T-shirts. Five. Believe in your beauty. Girls don't let the enemy steal their beauty.
Is that the devil?
Wait, who's the enemy?
I guess it's the devil.
Oh,
I think he like cuts your shirts low and tries to steal your wholesomeness, steals your pearls and gives you halter tops.
And God then rude slogans on them.
Yes. Pink taco. What is that? Ungodly.
That is not holy.
I don't care if it's a restaurant. Number six, be mysterious. Dateable girls know how to shut up. They don't monopolize the conversation. They don't tell everyone
wow.
about themselves.
He just went for the throat on that one, didn't he?
They save some for later. They listen more than they gab. Seven, act confident. Dateable girls know confidence is hot.
Eight, you fell down the stairs.
nine, let him lead. God made guys as leaders. Dateable girls get that and let him do guy things, get a door, open a ketchup bottle. They relax.
Take their pants off.
And let guys be guys, which means they don't ask him out. Three exclamation points. 10.
Kids love exclamation points. Helps them identify.
That's right. They're really excitable, these children nowadays, with all the MTV.
You know, at one point during his lecture, I guarantee he says OMG and spells it out like that.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, and like with his hands. Like he makes a... He does like the... He spells it with his hands.
And then waits for rousing applause.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, need him. Dateable girls know that guys need to be needed. A dateable girl isn't Miss Independent. She knows we are made for community.
A dateable girl has her feet bound so she can't run away from you.
A dateable girl sleeps in her cage every night.
A dateable girl puts the lotion on her skin. Number one rule of a guy to know if you're dateable or not. To be dateable, rather. One, being a guy is good.
We're all off to a good start here.
Yeah. Right. Guys.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And it's just do whatever you're doing, because you're doing
high five, guys.
Let's hold hands and wear sweaters. Dateable guys know they aren't as sensitive as girls, and that's okay. They know they are stronger, more dangerous, and more adventurous, and that's okay.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, man, this guy's awesome.
Is this guy for real? What the fuck?
He's just selling himself on him being a guy still. Like, this isn't aimed at anyone but him. He's just so hot. I bet he's got weird junk.
Real guys wear affliction shirts to high schools and speak in multi-purpose rooms.
Here we go. Number 6, men of God are wild, not domesticated. Dateable guys aren't tamed. They don't live by the rules of the opposite sex. They fight battles, conquer lands, and stand up for the oppressed.
This guy must have gotten beaten up so much.
I know. There's so much conquering lands and standing up for the oppressed in Plano, Texas, in your McMansion.
Also, what part of conquering lands and fighting battles involves standing up for the oppressed?
Right. It's kind of the opposite.
It's like, yeah. Well, we just burnt their crops so the other guys couldn't eat it. Right. some more Amazon reviews. For example, building self-esteem is tackled with entries like hot or not. A unique opener for dealing with the problems of comparing ourselves to others. And when has a Christian devotional ever held up the muskox as a spiritual role model for guys?
When has one not?
When indeed. Okay, so say you have a 10-year-old who thinks she is 14, and you have friends who have a 14-year-old who thinks any book on faith and morals must be boring. Oh, you could change their mind with this book. My 10-year-old begs me to read chapters to her in the car with her friends there. Why? Because Justin Lukadu is funny, hip, cool, happening, whatever your teenager says. I bought this book because I had met Justin Lukadu at a bookseller's convention. He's hard to miss.
He's funny, or whatever your teen calls it these days.
6'7" tall, not wide, and greatly weird looking. I thought anyone who looks like that...
greatly weird looking.
I thought anyone who looks like that and loves God gets my attention. Then I saw his pic on the cover of this book in our church bookstore, and flipping through the book, I saw how cool it looked, not at all like a traditional devotional book, and I was sold.
The words are all upside down, and most of them aren't even words.
One time he used an upside down exclamation point. And I was sold. I read 3 chapters to my family in the car on the way home. Read 2 more chapters to my friend the next day, who's going to buy this book for her high school Bible study.
Who is this horrible woman who's just reading chapters of books at a time? Entire chapters of books to acquaintances. This is awful.
I predict this book will sell millions, and I plan on buying a great number for myself and friends. It's just the coolest book I've ever read for a devotional for teenagers.
Is that
who wish they were teenagers.
Is that review by a D. Lookadoo?
So, yes. Ask the question, is it holy?
He's got a hat on.
Yeah, with the bass line, you know he's for real.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's hitting us with the dubstep.
I've been trying to get on the show for like, I don't know, like a month, and it just hasn't worked out. I'm trying to catch up to my writing partner, Justin Halperin's guest appearances, and I think I have a shot after last week.
No, that was like the best experience. That was the best appearance I think we've had from him.
You think so?
Oh yeah, the dog and baby. I mean, yeah, you couldn't have timed that better. As someone in the comments said, it was like we'd Skyped into a Marmaduke strip.
it was pretty amazing. I'm actually doing this from his house right now.
Oh really? Oh, man. Are you soundboarding us?
Not at all.
You old soundboarding son of a bitch.
Hold on. Let me try to go to a different room. Oh, it's the Ohio State Marching Band. Sorry.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Chef Seth Show. Again, with World of Plenty raw organic vegan food in Oakland. And I'm over here at Whole Foods in Oakland, California, with the homie, Pichel.
Pichel, happy Saturday.
And we are about to head to the studio to do a Colorful Kids track with the homie, Devi Genuine. Big up, Devi. And we're just over here talking about, like, what are healthy foods that you eat on a regular basis that inspire you? So I was going to let Pichel tell you a little bit about, like, what are some healthy things that keep him sustained and inspired? Pichel?
Fruits and veggies all day. We're talking about watermelon, pineapple, Granny Smith's, peaches, especially in the summer, bananas, I just munched two, keeping it local, keeping it organic. What else am I into? Really into, like, some kind of trail mix. Like, let me get all the goodies. Goji berry, pistache, cacao nibbies, you know, sun-dried.
The first time he said goji berry and pistache, I fucking lost it.
It's just, I don't have enough energy to say the last syllable. You know what I'm saying?
That's incredible. I've never heard someone talk about fruits like weed or
pistache, goji berries.
Dude, I just munched some two bananas. I just munched two bananas so hard, dude.
Evan's veggies all day.
Evan hit the nail on the head when he's like, this is the most peculiar combination of ultra white stereotypes that there is. It's just like
the super stoner hippie.
Super stoner hippie mixed with like Chet Hayes with like maybe there's like a dash of like super positive Juggalo vibes in there.
These people only exist between San Francisco and Seattle. Like,
all right, let's see what else they got.
Something. Raise, keep it good. What else are we thinking about for
raisins?
The health options?
Raisins.
Always superfoods. If you can get them in, get them in. Put them in the morning. We're talking about health force, vitamineral greens. Put that in the water. Put that in the smoothie. I want some blackberries and raspberries and strawberries. I need veggie sammies with the avo. Let's throw the blueberries in there if we're coming all the way from the Amazonian.
Blueberries are in season right now, too. They're dang.
Trying to get the acai. Trying to get the pomegranler.
Wait, what?
Pomegranler.
About that avo life, dog.
Dude, I'm banging. It
sounds like the Hamburglar from McDonald's. The guy that goes around and steals pomegranates.
I'm so unironically in love with Pomegranler.
The guy that comes around and steals your fruit. I love
He's
that.
Like,
oh, God, I definitely went to high school with guys like this.
The Whole Foods, that could definitely be Whole Foods mascot. Oh, it's the Pomegranler. Yo, blueberries are dank. Get off my couch, Pomegranler.
He just stays for a week.
Bro, I just made you some kale salad. Get out of here, Pomegranler!
Quit stealing my dank blueberries!
I told you, Sheila doesn't like you here.
Why'd you turn my walk-in closet into a recording studio?
Blueberries are dank, bro.
They're so in season right now.
Just munching some trail mix. It gives me all this energy to write raps.
Veggie sandwich with the avo. I can get behind, like, obviously veggie we all accept. Avo, annoying, but okay. Raise for raisin is not an acceptable abbreviation. Yeah.
You don't have to shorten two syllables.
There's
ever.
Some things that are so short that they shorten, and it's just like, I remember, like, in the late 90s, people tried to shorten pizza to za, and you're like, no. Yeah. That's harder to say than pizza.
Yeah.
Mauled ink.
Oh, yeah, those Incan berries are amazing. The Humza raisins.
Raise, we're talking about...
And all the way live.
Salad, I'm talking about spinach, I'm talking about romaine. Give me that kale, I want some carrots, I want extra beets. Please, if it tastes like dirt.
Some purple cabbage chopped up in there for flair.
You know it's good.
Cilantro, some basil, some mint.
Extra mint. Summertime.
They named every vegetable on earth.
I was going to say they've named every potential.
Some Belgian endives, some fucking fucking flat leaf parsley in there. Bro, you get yourself.
Don't forget about the parsonator.
Bro, you get some fucking rutabaga in there, bro.
Oh, the bagas.
Oh, dude, fucking cellar.
Oh, yeah, give me some cellar sal, dog.
Some fucking cellar sal, bro, and some Fuji's. You get those Japanese apples in you. Fucking.
Like, I don't want just one kind of kale. Give me all four. Give me that curly. Give me that purple. I want the lacinato. I want the dinosaur kale.
Fucking dinosaurs, dank.
Baby, let's get those juicing going. Let's get some watermelon juice with some mint lemonade.
Make a quick lime cilantro dressing with no oil.
Sounds
all the way fresh, totally vibrant, and makes you feel alive in every sense of the being. Word up, word up. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
That's the show?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the whole show. It's them just naming off every fruit or vegetable available.
It's like the Animaniacs thing where they name every country they just go through, but they just slowly wrap every herb in the store.
Who is that guy at the end?
Thank you for coming on the Chef Seth show.
That's Chef Seth and Pachow.
Well, my mommy said I'm the best all around. And my daddy said I'm the best in town. And Big Mama said, girl, don't you play around. If some kids mess with you, tell me and I'll hunt you down. Well, my mommy said I'm the best all around. And my daddy.
I don't know if Vince really didn't like Pacific Rim or if he tied his bandana on too tight. Or what's going on? Vince, do you want to talk about it? What's going
on?
No,
I'm just stressed out because we got to get Laramie on because he's got a hard out in 20 minutes.
And okay, I want
to
get him.
You know how I like to talk to Laramie.
We all.
Are you really wearing a bandana?
Yeah.
He's wearing a turquoise bandana.
It's on purpose?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not wearing it out. It's my home do-rag.
As opposed to this formal one.
Well, it's for holding your hair back. It's not for fucking... meeting chicks.
You guys know that Vince has been waiting his whole life for this moment, the chance to just sort of just embrace the curmudgeonly old weirdo side of him and just strap on a series of bandanas for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's a metaphorical bandana.
Stop giving a fuck.
So I really wanted to like it. It was pretty much a big disappointment.
It's a robot sliding real slow.
It was the biggest disappointment that I can think of in a long time.
Wow.
I mean,
it is fresh in your memory, and you are wearing a bandana, which holds the memories in tight.
Why are you wearing the bandana? I just have to. It's because it's turquoise, and like, what the fuck is good?
I'm sure. All right, so there's a blog by an adult film actress.
There's other blogs out there?
What's your name?
It's crazy.
Say your name.
Christy Stevens.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's called To Dream the Impossible Dream, My First Gape.
My first gape?
I never thought it would happen to me, at least not this soon. With 15 anal scenes under my belt and numerous attempts, I still wasn't
able... belt.
I still wasn't able to gape. Not for lack of effort. It's just every time I tried, the muscles in my ass shrank right back up. I thought it was me, just how my body was made, that I simply wasn't a gaper. I was wrong. Now, I'm not going to spoil the surprise by naming names or telling you which scene it was. You'll have to watch my upcoming scenes to find out. But I will tell you
It may or may not be in Spread My Gape 18.
But I will tell you, it was one of the proudest moments of my career.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right.
I didn't have the best view, and the male talent kept repeating the process over and over. I thought it was because they were still trying to get it to work. But when I asked the director after the shoot, he replied, "No, your gape was huge." It was such an empowering feeling taking my body to new limits. Being able to do something not every porn girl can do. It just goes to show what a little artistic talent and determination can create.
Yeah, that's called.
That's a bold use of artistic talent.
I
didn't know you weren't done.
To me, anal sex in general is great because it opens up a whole new realm of creativity and artistic possibilities. It's almost like a game. What can we slide in an asshole? What can we shoot out of it? How far can we get it to stretch? Vag play while doing anal? The list goes on and on.
No, it doesn't. That's the whole list.
So the gape.
it's the entire list of what you.
The gape is when you
in, out, spit. Okay.
Yeah. What else? What the fuck else is there to do?
So when
she was having trouble keeping it where, like, the butthole is wide for a while.
Yeah. Like, where you can see into the mouth of
which is
the
gross.
Of madness.
It looks like there's, like...
looks like they're going to fucking die.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
No. I don't want to see your insides, believe it or not.
No.
No, but...
I just want to touch them with my wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to... I want my penis to know what it feels like, but I don't need to see it.
I don't need to know how
up.
The engine works. I just want to drive the car. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, good for her.
Uh-huh.
She seems very proud.
Mm-hmm.
She's
big
proud.
Moment. When's that segment of your blog going up, Vince?
My first cape.
Yeah.
You got to find the right partner first.
I got to find the right partner or, you know, the right guest columnist, neither of which have been able to.
Maybe.
Get,
could you contact her?
I could.
See who gaped her up. I don't know.
That was actually the parody of that Lindsay Lohan movie. It was called "I Know Who Gaped Me."
Gugh. That's so fucking gross.
I also like that that there's you know, I don't want to spoil it. You'll see it in porn movie.
I know who
X.
gaped me.
Yeah, I know who gaped me. Yeah. I know who you gaped last summer. Just that you're so proud that, like, guys.
What's eating Gilbert Gape?
Yeah. Ooh.
pretty good.
Just that you're so proud that it's like, guys, I got my butthole to stay really, really open today. I had a great
I didn't think I could do it.
No, I was like,
but thanks to my parents being so supportive.
How was work?
And Jesus.
How was work? Honestly, great day. Great day. I finally got my butthole to gape.
Wide open.
Yeah.
It looked like a cave entrance.
I mean, I'm going to tell you about it, but first I'm going to go blog about it.
It should be Who's Eating Gilbert Gape?
Yeah, it should.
We have fun.
Porn directors, feel free to use that one.
That one's free.
That one's free.
I just want you guys to know, I wrote 2 scripts and did a stand-up show today. That's the funniest thing I've done this entire time. Was the Who's Eating Gilbert game.
I knew a guy who he had a multi-level marketing. He was really young, and I opened up his closet one day, and the whole top shelf was filled with shower heads. And I was like, what's with the shower heads? And he's like, man, it's this thing called multi-level marketing. So it was evident he was at the top of the pyramid because he had all the shower heads.
You don't want to, you don't even want to know.
Down, it's a trickle-down system.
Exactly.
You don't even want to know what's on the bottom rung. Shower heads at the top.
Right.
It's all live rattlesnakes at the bottom.
I'm in black on black, a flashlight, baby, yeah, and covering lies, it's covering. Now I'm the boy chosen, gotta make good with my time. I'm hoping that I can come out this whole thing alive. And it's a dangerous world for people like me, but them lights won't slow me up. But keep your boy down.
It's a dangerous world for people like me.
It's a dangerous world for him.
Because he's 10. He's small. People.
Dude, I was true. A large dog could bite him on the scruff of the neck and just carry him away to its den.
Well, also, you guys, look.
Like a mastiff?
A big bald eagle? A big bald eagle.
Step outside, an eagle could fly away with
him. Like, yeah, 3 crows. 3 crows could carry
guys,
him away.
We didn't grow up with cyberbullying either.
Right.
So with cyberbullying these days, it's a really dangerous world.
Oh, he can get trolled super hard.
He could have 3 e-crows carry him away.
I was like thinking they probably have some sort of magazines there.
Yeah.
But in 2013, who masturbates to magazines?
Yeah.
I was concerned.
Fucking weirdos.
I was concerned I wouldn't be able to be up to the task.
I don't even masturbate to porn anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I just
what do you
masturbate
want
to YouTube videos of women drowning in quicksand. Switched it up
and like old timey black and white.
Yeah. He's jerking off to the title card. Zounds!
Help me! Oh my god!
My goose is cooked.
You know, last time I didn't get because it got cut off. I didn't get to say somebody. You know, go to quicksandvisuals.com and buy me the DVDs.
Wait, so it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Quicksand Visuals.
So there is now.
Did you find it, or did someone tell you about
it? No, I found it.
Or did someone make it up based on
No, based on my interest.
Right.
No. Like, yeah, they erected it after the last broadcast.
Hey, Marvin, this is your cousin.
Yeah. You know that Quicksand. New porn you've been looking for? Well, listen to this episode of the broadcast.
Sounds like, oh, like sand in your mouth.
Yeah. As soon as I found the first quicksand. You're giving me a boner, man. Because as soon as I found Crystal quicksand scene, I was like, well, there's got to be more of this.
Is Crystal your favorite quicksand?
It was the first one I found.
So what was the search?
Quicksand porn, which was
quicksand porn space. Am I hard? Question mark.
Yeah. How come quicksand porn makes me hard?
Did we cut out the how come part? We did. Oh, that was probably the best part.
Oh, did we not?
Yeah,
we cut that. That was at the end. Yeah. How come is amazing.
Oh, for everyone out there, if we haven't played, so
let Matt do it.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, but I just want to point out, go to quicksandvisuals.com. There's videos.
What is the
how come game? All right.
What is the porn? Is it women?
Women sinking in quicksand mostly. Sometimes they're naked. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's two people fighting in quicksand and one of them drowns. There was one where, because there was like a lot of previews of them, like you could see snippets. There was one where this woman watches this other woman drown in quicksand and then she thinks she's dead and then she looks for the body. And then apparently she got up somewhere else and it comes up from behind her and pushes her in the quicksand and then the other one drowns.
So there's a supernatural aspect.
I think there is a supernatural aspect. So once again, that's quicksandvisuals.com. I can't afford to buy the porn because it's like $40 for a video, and I'm not.
You have to commission your own, basically.
What's that?
You have to commission your own,
right? I mean, I could make my own quicksand porn for that kind of money. Yeah. You know, I got friends who are willing to sink.
Just a little. Well, because you have to set up. I mean, it's a full set where you have fake quicksand.
Yeah.
I got friends that are willing to sink.
I really like the one where the woman somehow gets out and then pushes the
other
one.
Yeah, it's great. You guys should really check out, because there's clips online you can check out.
Did you know about this before you joked about it?
No.
And by joking, I mean you were serious.
No, I did know about it. When a few broadcasts ago, I was completely serious. I had, at that point, just discovered quicksand porn. And
is this new amazing thing to you. You're hoping to raise $40 to get a DVD.
I just want to see it because I know that it's what gives me a boner, and I just want it.
So any new girlfriend may or may not have to sink in quicksand every once in a while.
If they want to make me happy, you know? Every relationship has some give and take in it, you know?
That's right.
It's like you got to make compromises. So it won't be actual quicksand. It'll be like a mud bog or like some sort of...
A Dagobah system,
or you know, like a swamp. But as long as they're sinking and it looks like there's no hope of them getting out,
it's all about the hopelessness.
Yeah, it's about the hopelessness. Well,
what about like a couch fort? Could they sink into some cushions?
If the cushions look like they're slowly like crushing them, and if they get to the point where only their face is sticking out of the cushions and they're gasping for air,
yes,
then yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Okay. You know, I'm not picky. You know, I'm not weird. Quicksandvisuals.com will give you the weirdest boner you have ever had. You, the best porn you didn't know you were into.
Look, hey, Quicksand Visuals, all we're saying is...
You didn't even know.
Look, we're just saying Matt's looking for work.
I am looking for work right now, and if you need somebody to be on set as a consultant... To like be like whether or not it's hot.
He's like the script supervisor.
You just shout yes or no as to whether you have a boner at a given instant.
Yeah. No, keep sinking. Yeah. No, stop. That's a fake. I know that you're look scared. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's scary. All right. Now go under. All right. She's under. Keep her under.
Can you come on the dirt right on top of her face?
Oh, you're just like, oh, now I'm sinking. Oh, cruel fate.
Oh, Matt, it's okay that you got Matt. It's okay that you got paid.
Hey, you're hired,
Junior. It was worth it.
You were hired.
I want that job so bad.
Prometheus was beautiful and fun, and all the visuals were awesome, and it was wrapped around this just dog shit story that was filled with just plot holes that were just really dumb that didn't make any sense.
I think it's the opposite. Prometheus had a good overarching story, yeah. And then the short-term narrative just was like, I don't know why they're doing the things.
True.
They're doing, I forgot what I was thinking when I came up with this whole movie.
No, you're right.
It was good on a macro level, but on a micro level, it had all these characters that were just obnoxiously rendered. They're all reality show cliches, and you're like, why?
I love the scientists on the alien planet, like, yeah, let's just pop our helmets off, no big deal.
Yeah. Well, the best was like, hey there, little snake guy.
Yeah, hey.
How you doing?
Hey there, little alien creature.
Hey there, little snake guy.
Are you friendly?
Hey there, little snake guy. What you doing on this weird planet? Where's your mother? That's weird. I've never seen a snake like you. Why are you slow? That slime. Is that slime or water?
All right. Ben's
your blood's not made of acid, is it?
He's Marky Mark talking to the space snake. I don't want to hear a regular voice out of Ben for the next week. It's all Marky Mark talking to a space snake.
Come here, snake. Where's your family?
Hey, I just want to... Hey, why are you spitting at me?
I just want to talk to you.
Hey, I'm not playing around. I'm being serious right now.
Look, I'm an astronaut scientist, space snake.
Yeah, that's basically Prometheus boiled down right there. There's this famous, sort of famous mommy blogger in Utah who has probably the most annoying, pretty much she's like, you know the person that I'm talking about, Ben. There's a person that we follow on Facebook who's like, we're friends with her in college, and she's just like the perfect...
perfect white yuppie.
Yeah, the perfect yuppie stereotype. And this is sort of like that, but she's like from Utah and sort of...
So she's a little more Mormon.
Yeah, and she's very cute. Everything's very cutesy and dumb.
So does she has a list, or you made a list of...
She had a... All right, so she eventually... first of all, her name... is McKinley, spelled McKinli.
Wow.
That's I'd like to mount McKinley. Oh. It was right there. Come on. Yeah.
So her name is McKinley Hatch. That's the mom's name. I don't know if there's...
I'd like to mount McKinley's hatch.
I don't know if it's a relation to Orrin Hatch, who's also a senator from Utah.
There's only like seven last names in Utah.
That's
like Olson, Larson, Jensen.
And Hatch. Pop open that hatch.
Yeah. All right, so she has two kids. She has a boy named Titan, and a girl named Lakin. And
Lakin.
Lakynn.
Oh God!
And so she put up a list of other names that they also considered before settling on Lakin.
So wait, they settled on. So that means there's like a
List of 10 other ones.
No, I can't even wrap my head around what they might be.
All right, so first one is Taylee, T-A-Y-L-E-E. McCarty, McKarty. Navy, which is Navie, Navy.
N-A-Y?
Navie, Navy. Maylee, Maylee. Camry, which is actually... All right, let's make this trivia. How would you spell Camry if you were trying to make it into a bad name?
K-A-M-R-E-E-M-R-Y.
Say that again, Brett.
C-apostrophe-M-R-Y.
Brett.
I have one. It's C-A-M-R-E-E.
Okay.
I said K-A-M-R-E-E.
Ben?
I wouldn't have guessed the K, so I won't steal that. Yeah, I'd say...
No, but that's such a Utah name. It's always got to be a K.
I'd say C... Camry. C-A-M... I'd say C-A-M-R-E-E.
Brendan got it. It's actually Kamree. This is actually a good game. All right, the next one.
That's amazing.
The next one is Nikki, but it's a very creative spelling.
Nykyy.
Okay, interesting. Laramie?
I'm going to go Nikeyee.
Okay. Brett?
GNYIE.
Brett, you nailed it, man.
Okay.
Well, clearly it's N. It's either N-I or N-Y-K-E-E. Because she likes the double E's.
You gotta pick one.
Oh, fine. N-I-K-E-E.
You guys all got it wrong. It's N-Y-K-E-E.
Well, all right.
Is that Nikki or Nike? Because it could go either
way. That's Nike.
All right. Oh, man. the next one is Taisley.
Oh, God.
Well, that's just like Paisley with a T, right?
No, it's a lightning bolt and then a Lee.
All right. No, this chick loves the double E.
Should we contest for spelling on that one? Or
T-A-I-S-L-E-E.
No, there's a Z.
Brendan got it. Brendan got it.
Wow.
Brendan's good at these.
She loves the double E.
The next one is Taigley.
Taigley?
So it's T-A-I-G-L-E-E.
T-A-E-G-L-E-E?
T-E-E-Y-G-L-E-E.
You know what's interesting?
Brett, no one's gotten it yet, Brett.
Wait, you know what's interesting is no matter how you spell it, every time someone says their name, that kid's only going to hear the sound of bully's fists.
Yeah.
It's T-A-Y.
Brett? Taigley. Spell this name. We'll call this game Spell This Name.
I got this. It's T-A-E-G-G-L-E-E.
Oh, T-A-Y-G-L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, wow. Wow. No, I don't think she knows. I don't think she knows that the E-I-G-H makes
Brendan,
an E sound.
Brendan, we have established her love of the double E.
Right, that's true.
I just imagined her trying to spell out a G-H sound phonetically for the rest of her life, just dying alone, trying to
She pitches a curve on this one. This one's actually T-A-I-G-L-E-Y.
Ooh.
All right. The next one is Tenley. This one, I believe it's pronounced McKamey.
M-C-K-A-M-Y or A-M-E-E?
Yeah, A-M-E-E, definitely.
Close.
A-I-M-E.
I think there's a silent N in there. I bet it's M-N, like mnemonic.
Ooh. It's actually M-C-K-A-M-E-Y. All right. The next one. This is a good one. This one is McCartney.
Like Paul?
I like McCartney because it's like an Irish person selling potatoes out of a rucksack.
A burlap bag.
They couldn't even afford
Trevor McCartney.
M C K A R T N E E.
Say that again.
M C K.
Okay.
A R T N E E.
Ding ding ding!
Wow,
yes.
This man knows his dumb people.
Yeah.
Vince, can you use that in a sentence? What is its origin?
McCartney's broken. I can't tow around my potatoes.
The problem is I can't pull my cart because McCartney. I done twisted me McCartney. I got the McCartney the last week. My wife's got the consumption, and I got the McCartney.
What's the
the damn potato farm?
I'm going to learn how to play bass.
How's the country of origin?
Ireland. Aaron, we call it. The next one, last one.
How many did she get?
This is the last one.
Has anyone ever?
This is going to be tough to spell.
Wait. Do you realize how presumptuous it is to just list off names you thought about naming your new baby? Like, go fuck yourself. It's a good name to name your baby and yourself.
Especially when that list is over 400 names long.
This one's a good one. This one is hard to spell. This one's just Tavy.
All right, Brendan, let's give Brendan his first crack since he's kind of a savant at this.
I'm going to go T-A-Y-V-E-E.
T-A-I-V-E-E.
I think it's T-A-capital-V.
Laramie, it's all you, man.
Yeah, I'm trying here. Tavy. T-E-I-G-H-T-V-E-E.
You guys are all incorrect.
Can't believe Brendan, the genius of this, couldn't quite
get
it.
He was very close. She throws a lot of curves. Sometimes she does the double E, sometimes she does the E-Y. This one is actually T-A-Y-V-I-E.
Ooh.
So, she threw a big curve on that one.
And wait, I forget what the actual name she picked.
Was Lakin with two N's.
Two ends?
Yeah.
That child is...
We should come up with like a ranking system. It's like, does your name have a Y in it? That's like plus five stupid points.
Right.
Does your name have a
Hey,
double...
my name has a Y in it.
Vince saw a bunch of movies, including the Ja Rule joint, produced by God.
Yeah, I'm in love with the church girl.
Yeah, executive produced by God. How many movies does he produce a year?
All of them, I think.
Well, how many does he get credited for?
I looked up his IMDb page, and my whole face just melted off.
It was all the movies?
It was like everything on Fast Forward, the entirety of human existence. And I was like, oh!
It was like the end of 2001, The Space Odyssey.
I look into Vince's room.
Ben's in bed.
Yeah, look into Vince's room. There's an aura coming out of his computer. Yeah.
It just starts with a slow nosebleed, and then that's how you know shit's about to go down.
I don't know. God was in the producing game now. Do you think he's a dick? He's like, hey, Ja Rule, Ja my dick, fuck you, you suck. Don't think I won't smite you right now, and I can go get DMX to come take your place.
Ooh, that is probably a needle in the side of Ja Rule.
Right.
Is DMX taking over?
Hey, 50 Cent was right. You are a wanker. You can't act for shit.
Dude, I can get him
off my set. Bring me a fucking Yoo-Hoo. That's his thing. He likes Yoo-Hoo.
Pat, I'm sure you've had to deal with this more because you used to work for Break and stuff at like a bigger internet company. But like those internet companies, you know, I'm sure someone else will buy it and then they'll call like editorial meetings and no one really understands the internet yet. So there'll be like some guy in a suit and he'll be like, you know, guys, I think we need to create more viral content. And you're like,
yeah, exactly. It's all about SEO. I don't know what that stands for, but it's all about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Justin's told this story about Break. But this doesn't have anything to do with like technical lack of technical knowledge. It's just more like an interesting surprise in their marketing direction, I guess. Was, you know, like Break Media, they own a bunch of sites that are all geared toward males 18 to 34. Mm-hmm. We're sitting in a marketing meeting, and they say to us, they're going through their rebranding and their rebranding presentation, and they unveiled the big new like tagline for Break Media, and it was "We Do Guys."
No way!
No, I kid you not.
Oh, Break Back Mountain. No way.
By the way, this ad is for a $1,400 bedroom in a 1,200 square foot apartment, which is also perfectly San Francisco. It's 7:14 a.m. and the sun is beginning to reach through the window. Around your curtains, gently rousing you from an undisturbed night of rest. Sitting up, you hear the jingle of a bell. It's Bambina the cat scurrying towards her food bowl. You know that your lovely roommate Marina will soon follow, rubbing the sleep from her eye and muttering about the little bastard under her breath. Minutes later, Kyle walks past with one of his many bicycles. You wish him a nice day as he heads out the door to his job at an ad agency. Stepping into the newly remodeled kitchen, Marina asks if you would like to taste some of the kale smoothie she just made. It is surprisingly delicious. You sip the delicious smoothie and look out onto the garden where a hummingbird is gracefully sipping its own breakfast from a flower. It's time to shower and you head into the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right. We've got hummingbirds. What do you have? Probably crows.
You head into the bathroom, completely redone with two sinks and copious amounts of storage space. Smiling and sighing to yourself as you look in the mirror, you whisper, "Today is going to be a beautiful day." That's just like you, always so positive. You've brushed your hair and your teeth, bid Bambina adieu, and now it is time to catch the bus. Luckily, the light rail is around the corner, as are the 10, 48, and 22. Getting to work will be a breeze. You wave to Fred across the street and walk over to Pacino's for a quick cappuccino before heading to the bus stop. It's so sunny and everyone is smiling as they walk their dogs or push their adorable and well-dressed children in their strollers. Why is everyone so happy? What is this place?
Oh, we're all rich and white.
Welcome to the dog patch, my friend. This beautiful sliver of San Francisco could be your new home. Kyle and Marina, that's me. I changed these names, by the way. They were arguably more annoying before I changed them. Are searching for the perfect roomie to add to our home at blah, blah, blah street. You want to live with us in the historic dog patch district for a variety of reasons. One, you are delighted with the prospect of living in this quiet and up-and-coming neighborhood surrounded by cute restaurants, backpacking stores, the Esprit Park, fromageries, Mr. and Mrs. Miscellaneous, the dog patch saloon, the ramp, serpentine, blah, 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 blah. Shall I keep going? Two, Kyle and I are communicative, respectful, fun roommates who have very unique interests. We're both work hard, play harder types. Kyle is constantly going for rides on one of his aforementioned bikes, and when I'm not working, I'm at concerts, like, all the time. Most unique interest ever, by the way.
I like when I say that music. Bike riding and going to concerts?
Yeah. Oh, we're like, you'll never believe how unique we are. He goes rock climbing, and I like to play kickball. Have you ever met anyone so unique as us?
It's not even a sport for adults. It's crazy.
I also really like travel. Yeah.
We like having a good time, which is you don't find often. 3, the home we live in is 1,200 square feet, has a huge bathroom and kitchen, a patio, a garden, and everything has just been redone. It's seriously gorgeous. I don't have good pics yet, but I can send you some if you are interested. If you are serious about being considered, please reply to this ad with a bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? What makes life worth living? I look forward to hearing from you.
You should respond to it with the link to your blog post. Oh,
Jesus. Summer is over. All right, October. The quest for the best will put you to the test. The chase is on. The chase is on. It's playoff baseball. The chase is on. Chase is on. The chase is on. It's 2013. Let's get that 12th ring.
On the subject of pseudo celebrities, Tila Tequila.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with her.
I've never kept up with her.
But I think she's having some sort of anti-Semitic meltdown.
Yeah. Wait. What was that?
Okay. So this is one of her status updates. Synagogue of Satan are among us in full force. They put on their meat suits and pretend to be like one of us, but they are not. Do not be deceived by these, quote, chosen ones of Satan and Lucifer.
Hey, meat suit is my term.
Their God, good night, everyone. This war is almost over. That is why the Zionists are trying oh so very hard at their last attempts to mislead mankind. They got booted out of heaven for a reason, and now all they do is cause war on earth. They will never change.
Whoa! Is this real?
Yeah.
At first, it was kind of vague, like maybe she's talking about lizard people, but then she cuts kind of to the chase.
Yeah, she really does. Just get right there.
Oh, if that's too vague for you, there's another one.
Holy shit.
There's another blog post that she has entitled, I can't find it now, but it's basically, it's called Why I Sympathize with Hitler, Part 1.
No, no. What? You're fucking with me.
No, I'm not.
Tila Tequila is an anti-Semite?
Yes.
This whole time? Wait a second. Hold on. Oh, some of these pictures that you're showing, though, you have to click on because I have to see. Like, above there was
Well, the beauty is that it's, like, interspersed with her slutty music videos.
Oh, that's good. I mean, by the way, one way to get page clicks is to insult Jews. So maybe, Vince.
She's like the Illuminati. And also, here I am with my top off.
Oh man, hold on. So wait, scroll up. There was a one that had Moses.
Okay, that one's a little vaguer than.
Was Moses wearing a top?
Yeah, Moses was atop the mountain with his two tablets.
Well, there was also
that's wow.
There was also one hot. Of 9/11 with which she had the two towers and they both had Stars of David on them.
Wow.
I don't even know what she's trying to symbolize.
No,
there.
I don't
that's
either.
Very strange.
So there's
the Jews did 9/11. That's a pretty common.
No, it's not. She took that one off. But there's definitely a blog post called Why I Sympathize with Hitler.
There's gotta be a mirror online. I have to hear this. This is I always get really excited when I read blatant anti-Semitism because it doesn't really exist so much anymore, at least in America. I mean, anti-Semitism exists, but blatant anti-Semitism is looked it's down. It's well, so
she says she's not anti-Semitic.
Well, of course not. She yeah, hates Jews. Would, yeah. She doesn't hate Semites, and Jews. Like, you know, Jews are aren't real people. So. Wow. She
really. Here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm excited.
Why I sympathize with it. Well, see, the problem is all her posts are about 12 million words, and they're all
Wait, is she a YouTube star? Is that the connection? Is that how we got on this?
Well, she's a MySpace star, so she was pre-YouTube.
Yeah, she was a MySpace star, then she was a TV star. Then she got shit thrown at her at the gathering of the Juggalos.
I have never respected clown mob more.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I, just like you, used to view Hitler as an atrocious monster. How could such evil exist in this world? As a matter of fact, I even made a YouTube video a while back showing sympathy for the prisoners of World War II, so you cannot say that I am racist or anti-Semite.
That's the speech.
I was merely
like, hey, great video, excellent use of lens flare, totally full of shit.
And she's got lots of pictures of Hitler like playing with puppies and stuff.
Yeah.
I was merely brainwashed, just like all of you have been. Sure, of course, there will always be casualties of war, and those of you who oppose my views or want to say hateful things about me for sympathizing with Hitler need to realize just how deep this fucked up propaganda goes and attempts to cover up the true historical facts that took place.
Oh, man. This is so great. Guys, this is so great.
I would like to get... She has a lengthy aside about Vietnam. Now I would like to get back to telling Hitler's side of the story and why my change of heart for him and my sympathy and compassion. When I woke up to the truth in this world filled with lies and dug a little deeper into the true stories behind what really happened during World War II, it just brought me to tears. It brought me to tears because here was so-called monster that I used to hate. Why? Because the media told me to hate him. Because I watched a million movies about what a devil he was and all the horrible things he did. She's a lengthy prefacer, I'm just saying.
Just get to the meat about the Jews. That's like...
With that being said, I just wanted to say that did any of you know that Adolf Hitler actually offered a peace treaty to end the war, but the U.S. president at that time refused Hitler's peace offer? Yes, it is true. Are you actually surprised considering the
United
States... I like
how she assumed that we're going, that's not true! Like, yes, it's true!
Hitler was a good man, and it takes some fucking balls for someone to say this out loud in this day and age.
Hey, she's not wrong there.
Especially for a public figure like myself. But you know what?
Yeah, all right. Well, it doesn't need to go that far.
Yeah.
Someone needs to speak the truth without fear. Otherwise, the dark cabal who currently control the world and all of the world bankers will continue to feed you their lies, feed off your emotions.
Oh, there God. It is.
You're born of the internet, you return to the internet.
Yeah,
it's like Mormonism. You can have a brief moment of sanity at about sophomore, junior, or high school, but no matter what, you're going back into Mormon college and you're going to come out with 30 kids.
Oh, man, that is great.
I don't see anyone that is brave enough to save the American people like Hitler was willing to save the German people.
What?
You know why? Because all the American politicians have been infiltrated by enemies.
Totally.
The same ones who have painted Adolf Hitler out to be a so-called monster. Hitler never wanted a worldwide genocide. That is the biggest lie ever, nor did he want the genocide of all the Jewish people. All he wanted was to be able to feed his people from the Depression, defend his country from being attacked unfairly.
Right, by invading
every
country around.
Constantly mad-dogging them, just hanging out there, shouting with their fancy pastries.
I feel extremely compassionate and sympathy for the man with a ruined legacy, as well as forever condemned great people of Germany. They are some of the nicest people I've ever met, and that is the truth.
That's true.
Hitler was also a vegetarian and a huge animal lover.
Those are true. He was a vegetarian and an animal lover.
Well, she says this is all going to be continued in part 2 and 3.
Did she never make part 2 and 3? Oh,
she hasn't yet. She hasn't.
Wait, when did this come out?
This came out.
Man.
This is December 7th.
So. Oh, man.
On the
the day that Pearl Harbor was bombed.
Right.
She's great, man. I always, I love blatant anti-Semitism because it's like people always think that they're being like, I finally figured it out. I've discovered it. And it's the same tropes for 6,000 years. Like, it's the exact same. Like, they're like, how come no one is talking about that?
Why isn't anyone talking about how the Jews control all the banks?
Yeah. It's like we're all quiet. We're all afraid. No one wants to say the Jews control the media. Jews control the banks. And it's just like, no, people have been pretty much saying that for...
literally the oldest story ever told.
Yes.
Older than the fucking Bible.
It's older than the Bible, yeah. It's so great. I love it because everyone always has this, anti-Semitic realization. At some point, they go, why don't we talk about that? And it's like, I've encountered that in college, especially. People would be like, wait, Matt, I just want to be real, the Jews actually do control everything, right? And I'll be like, no, but that gets said a lot. That does. It's one of those things that gets said a lot, so it sounds right. And also because you see Jewish names, behind things, so you just naturally assume that the Jews must control everything. But it's great. I love blatant anti-Semitism.
This one's called A Jewish Defector Warns America.
Yeah.
What are the facts about the Jews? I call them Jews to you.
This is,
yeah. I call them Jews to you because they are known as Jews. I don't call them Jews myself. I refer to them as so-called Jews because I know what they are.
Oh, right.
Wait, is this? I just want the schizophrenic break to take full hold, yeah. Where she just surrenders into, like, just completely out of touch, where it's like, and then my hands got up and walked away and told me that I need to kill the president. like that's the only time I get catharsis. I find this is all still very ground level.
Yeah.
Crazy. I want her to just collapse mentally. Oh, I want it to implode and cave in.
Oh, she gets worse.
I mean, she's getting there.
She's broken. If you want to hear, here's some crazier stuff.
Well, I just want to say what I like about this. One of the things that gets said a lot too is I'm not talking about Jews. The Jews that you see these days are not real Jews. All Jews are actually these devil creatures. Real Jews are great, okay? I love real Jews. The problem is real Jews don't exist. Like, they're like, they don't ever mention anyone who's an actual real Jew. It's just like every Jew you know is not actually a Jew. They're actually spawns of Satan. And like, but hey, if there were some real Jews out there, I probably would love them.
They would probably be nice people.
They'd probably be great people, just like you and
your
me.
Your friend Pete, he's cool.
Yeah, Pete, I bet he's great, but it's these lizard Jew people.
Oh, no, she's full on. Okay.
Oh, is this all in caps lock?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
Shall
angry.
I continue? Yeah, sure, we know about the underground bunkers. Old news, but shall I tell the people about the entire city inside the hollow earth?
Yes.
Shall I tell the people that you came here and left your own planet to infiltrate
God, this is what
ours?
I wanted.
And now some of you still currently reside on the moon? Shall I tell them that the so-called moon is actually where some of you still reside to watch over us?
It tastes really good.
And the moon is actually our base? Oh, let me not go into how you totally fucked the true history of the Native American African people.
What the fuck?
They were actually once very advanced and loving beings until you came here and fucked them all up just like you're doing to us now.
The Native American African people?
But guess what? Do you know who I saw when I died 7 times?
Yes.
Mind you, I grew up Buddhist, but I never got into religion much. But I'm just going to say it anyway. On the 7th near death, I actually saw the man. Yep, someone I never knew about. Someone I was not familiar with. So I couldn't believe in him because I didn't know the story behind him. But what did you think I saw the 7th time I died earlier this year?
Yes.
For 3 days I crossed over and was shown many things. Then on the 3rd day I couldn't believe it, but I saw the man. Yep, the one I didn't used to believe in before he came to me, and he is definitely real.
Wait.
Is it Pete?
Is it Jesus?
I don't know.
Is it Hitler?
I don't really know. I can't help but enjoy the fact that why I sympathize with Hitler is juxtaposed with Tila Tequila official new music video, It's Going Down.
Oh, man, I need to hear this. I hope she's got anti-Semitic lyrics.
Well, at least she is rapping about fluoride.
That's true. And
I didn't know it was going to be that sad. I apologize.
What was going to be sad?
That she was going to be rapping about GMOs and fluoride.
No, that was okay. I was kind of hoping she'd go deeper, you know, talk about the moon bases and the Jews.
She might. It's a long song. I don't think I want to listen to it.
Yeah. Maybe we can find a lyrics sheet somewhere.
Yeah.
I want to read the libretto of her anti-Semitic opera.
But there's people that comment on these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the commenters have got to be mostly agreeing. Like, there's got to be...
Philip Bruce Weaver says...
I think she's got a strong troll contingent. At least 40% egging on the psychosis.
Philip Bruce Weaver says, wow, your mind rules. I love you. Hashtag Scorpio.
That guy's great.
Washington is the new Jerusalem. I don't know what that means.
I could see it.
Lol, I remember way back on Shot at Love when I used to think, oh, Tila is a bimbo. Now it's like, wow, she's actually pretty smart.
See, this is...
Wow, okay, never mind.
I'm telling you, like, it's insane the amount of people who actually agree with this nonsense.
Is this a thing? I live in a pretty
comfortable social setting. Like I don't follow people on Twitter that make me angry.
Yeah.
And I don't really read dumb stuff or watch things that are dumb.
Oh yeah.
Is this still a thing?
Yeah, it's pretty prevalent, especially on the internet. Once you've got like, I mean, on Facebook, it's kind of surprising because there's not much anonymity. But like in places where there's a lot of anonymity, there's always someone like, you guys are laughing, but listen to the words she's saying.
Yeah, it's not about the messenger.
Yeah, right.
Here's the guy that says, I really hope the people who are fucking up the world die slowly and painfully. Maybe I should use black magic to make them suffer. And then and my other favorite thing is the right for the wrong reason guy.
Yeah.
Which is, really? It's the Jews to blame? Muslims strap bombs to children and send them into military checkpoints to blow themselves up, but it's the Jews' fault? Stop kidding your fucking selves and understand we are at war with people who have the fear of a false god in their eyes simply because they have been forgotten about and misguided by our government, who simply wants to be in charge of their countries. Oil, SMH, shame on you, Tequila, for being so blind.
Oh, it's just that no one can get it right.
Yeah.
No one can. They're all just... I don't...
Yeah. They're all fake and gay.
If only someone could be fist.
This whole court is fake and gay.
Your Honor, this whole court is fake and gay.
This whole court.
That's like Mr. Smith goes to the internet. Your Honor.
This whole court is fake and gay.
I'm mad as hell and I'm SMHing.
Oh, man.
If you don't know of downtown Fresno, the entire city basically just picked up and moved 10 miles north about 30 years ago. So downtown is, you know, basically just tumbleweeds and sirens and stabbings. Yeah. Like all the buildings are from, you know, from the turn of the century.
Civil War.
Tumbleweeds and knife fights.
Yeah. And so I was walking down there with my golf clubs on and... As you can imagine, that didn't lead to any slack-jawed yokels making hilarious comments about.
What are people doing on like a 2 o'clock on a Wednesday in downtown Fresno?
Well, it's right by the courthouse, so I can imagine.
Okay. Getting off on bail, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me one of them golf clubs. I'm going to go smash a car.
Set them up, country music. It's party night.
So what? Give us some of the jokes. What sort of jokes do they have on tap?
Oh, just, hey, man, you're a long way from a golf course right now.
It's a good one.
Like, you're riding a BMX bicycle carrying a boombox, so I don't know.
Well?
I guess he's right where he wants to be.
Yeah. Did you ever think about that?
He does not need a course for that.
I can take you away from here. What, leave all this?
I just want to say that, all right. Imagine... Anything you see on a city bus multiplied by like 1,000, that's what taking the Amtrak is like. I was walking through today and there was one chick and it was like, yeah, maybe like a 30 something white girl with Day-Glow braids. You know those like braids that you weave into your hair that are all crazy colored?
Oh, those, yes. Those are friendship bracelets.
Yeah. So she had those. She had
for your mind.
She had a long ponytail full of those and then she had a sweatshirt. Like a Dennis Rodman sweatshirt that was like badder than I want to be or something like bad as I want to be.
As bad as I want to be.
Yeah. Vintage.
It's just bad as I want to be. I read that from my freshman. You got to choose.
Is that because you wanted
to choose an outside book and I read Dennis Rodman's autobiography.
There, it's out. It's out in the world.
Are
it was
you
awful? Did you learn how to be as bad as you want to be?
I didn't learn a goddamn thing.
Can't Calvin ever be praying and peeing?
I know. He could be peeing on the devil. He's just like peeing
like
on Satan.
It's like burping and farting at the same time. You can't do
I
it.
Guarantee you there's him peeing
it's
on
gotta
Satan.
It's got to be, right?
It's got to be.
Or haters.
Oh, yeah. I think that's confirmed.
Peeing, he should be peeing on haters and the devil.
I think we've seen that in the wild. Haven't we seen haters? Calvin peeing on
I
haters?
Hope so.
Not in the wild. On the internet.
I'm sure.
Well, that it needs to happen. Calvin peeing on haters.
Name of the city.
That's where
all
I'm from.
He's never been in a club.
They're all nodding their heads positively too at this. The positive re-encouragement
Brendan,
is the part that I can't
Brendan,
get over.
Quit being a hater, man. You don't know what he's been through.
Hey, yo, Calvin gonna piss on you.
Been through a club.
Yo, make Calvin piss on this dude.
Hey, yo, Calvin, go pee on this dude.
So you know they're just passing out shots like it's going out of style, and I stupidly try to take all of them.
Yeah.
So I'm down.
Rookie mistake. Tray?
What?
Like the tray?
No. I just took the ones that they gave me individually. I didn't try to steal the whole tray of shots.
All
right. Like, give me a shot, pussy. Yeah. Do it. Yeah, I'm gonna take all of them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that. So my friend offered to give me a ride back up to his place in Del Mar at like 2 a.m. And so I called him and I was like, yeah, come down and give me a ride. And he comes down and he's where I'm supposed to be. And he's like, call me, like, where are you? What's going on? And I'm like, oh, I'm in a cab. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in a cab going up to your place. And so he's confused by that. So he goes back, drives back up to Del Mar, which is like 20-25 minute drive. And he's looking for me, and he can't find me. You know, it's like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
and he's looking around.
This is the bachelor?
No. This is the guy who I'm staying with.
Oh, staying with. Okay.
Yeah, and he's looking for me. He can't find me, and so he's looking around, and he's calling me, and I'm not answering my phone, and it's like 3 a.m. at this point. So he's like, I don't know. He must have figured something out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So he goes back to go to bed, and then at like 4 a.m, like he gets a call from me.
I love how this is from his perspective, by the way.
Yeah. Well, cause I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, this is great. He obviously told you what happened.
Yeah, of course.
In your
I
life.
Would not have remembered any of this. And he calls me at like, or I call him at like 4 a.m, and he's like, and I'm asking where he's at, and tell him to open the door.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm outside your place. And he's like walking. He walks outside his place. He's like, you're definitely not here. Like, where are you? Like, can you tell me where you are? Can you look at the street signs?
Uh-huh.
And apparently I said, I'm at the Hollywood Hospital.
You said that to him?
Yeah. And he's like, Hollywood Hospital? What does that even?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean? And I was like, Hollywood Hospital. I can't be more specific than that.
The thing you need to know about Vince when he's drunk is he doesn't want to cooperate with anyone, even the person giving him a ride home.
Also, I do like weird word associations because one night, because I found a text to Juan, because Juan texted me at like 1 a.m. or something, and I thought I was texting someone else, and I accidentally texted Juan, so because it was like the thing that came up.
Yeah.
And then at like 2:30 a.m, I just texted him sick musicians.
That's right.
I completely.
When I texted you, I was watching The Great and Powerful Oz with my girlfriend, and we were like, oh yeah, James Franco is in a movie, like named after a. Yeah, you know, like a poem or something. And she's like, oh, yeah. And we're trying to figure it out. So I text him. I go, what was the name of the movie with James Franco that was in your presentation at the PM show? Because, you know, Vince did a present, you know.
Yeah.
And he just texts me back. And that's at 12:24. At 2:10 a.m., he texts me, where are you at? ! Exclamation mark. And so I'm like, what? So I text him back, at home, you psycho. Drink some electrolytes and get some sleep. Right? And that's like at 2:10. At 2:38, he texts me, sick musicians.
What, sick musicians, the name of the James Franco film you're talking
about? No.
Why'd you do that?
Ask Brett. I have a weird thing where I, like, there's, when I get to a certain stage of drunkenness, it's like a weird word association game with life where I make no sense.
So Vince is the only person I've ever met that does this particular brand of drunk speaking.
Uh-huh.
Like most people will ruin regular words or just sort of make sounds when they're beyond blackout.
Yeah.
Vince actually makes fully pronounced words just in the wrong order. Like his enunciation is spectacular, but none of it makes any fucking sense. We were in Australia one time, and we were pounding beers competitively to try and show the Australians that we meant business and that we were not to be fucked with.
Right.
For America.
Yeah, for America. This is right after 9/11, so we had to rep.
Mm. Yeah, everybody hated us.
Was it really right after 9/11?
It was a year after, right? Mid-lead up to Iraq War when everybody really hated
everybody
us.
Everybody thought we were weak, and you're like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Check out how many
beers. So Vince slams his beer down after beating me out of a
like two out of a best of three competition, and explodes the pint glass and gets kicked out immediately.
As
he's getting pulled out, he's screaming, "America, we're doing it for America!"
Because you slammed it down so hard.
I've pounded it and then slammed the glass down and it exploded everywhere.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah,
that's great.
And it was a thin margin, so like him pounding it down had a lot to do with him winning.
Sure.
Yeah, and so I go out to follow him because we're both. I mean. You know, I don't know how to get home in this country.
Right.
So we're standing in the parking lot, and he's describing to me the plan to get back to our college. And it starts to veer off the tracks a little bit. And he's like, no, something about clocks. When they get here, they'll realize we're starters, and that's how they'll know. And then he takes his shirt off and, like does that thing where you fold it up. Up in the front around your neck.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you just have the arms of the shirt on?
Yeah.
And then I say, yeah, I don't think they're going to realize we're starters with your shirt that way. And he goes,
or clocks.
Well, I can. And he responds. That's the other thing is he's listening to you.
Yeah.
It's just that the neurons are firing incorrectly. So he's like, I can help with that. And then pulls his pants down and turns around and then starts dancing with his pants around his ankles and his butt should slap it. And he's convinced that if they just recognize that we're starters, then they'll let us in the cab.
Yeah. I feel like that's a fair assumption, though.
Yeah. Okay, so on this particular evening, right after I text Juan, sick musicians for some reason, it's 4 in the morning, I tell my friend, I'm like, yeah, I'm at the Hollywood Hospital. I can't be more specific than that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm not in Hollywood. I'm not at a hospital. There's no street called Hollywood or hospital anywhere nearby, like at all. And
is there like a drunken Vince Dakota ring out there where you can?
You really do.
You just got to turn it to deeply uncooperative.
So at a certain point, he realizes like he lives in this apartment complex that is. Right next to another apartment complex that's almost identical. Like, they're both U-shaped with a pool in front and, like, a little...
Wait. Does his realization that you're probably in the apartment complex next to him come with the reverse zoom where the foreground gets really far and the background gets really close? And he realizes that you've broken all of the plant life in this adjoining apartment complex?
Probably. I actually didn't break... any plant life that we know of this time.
Do you usually?
But,
you just don't remember it. You hate plant life.
he finds out that like I apparently went to what I thought was his door in the other complex and just slept on the ground in front of some stranger's apartment.
Okay, yeah.
And magically didn't get arrested or shot.
I have to know how you came up, how you landed on Hollywood Hospital, though.
No idea. Not
really?
A clue.
It just...
Not
just,
a clue.
You just... That's what came out.
No, I have no idea what that means. I don't know what sick musicians means.
It sounds like you have a series of mini strokes every time you get drunk. Like, that's what a stroke sounds like.
I think it's like... Yes. I think it's like, you know how you think of a joke, and then that joke reminds you of another joke?
Yeah, sure.
And then that joke reminds you of another joke? I basically do that, but without... alerting anybody else to like the three steps in between.
Right, yeah.
So it's like whatever I thought of, it's like five steps removed and there's no connective tissue. So
he's 100% lateral thinking. There's zero forward momentum. He's just associating on either side of his brain. He's just like, sometimes there's birds and I touch them and that's cool because sometimes outer space. The end. I think I'm Max Wade, Lamborghini, Pico.
I'm always confused on the dudes that don't see any inkling of the psychosis.
Wait, is she super hot though? Because no, honestly, that does a lot.
I would. That does.
That does a lot.
That's
like
true.
I've been dealt with some weird shit because she was super hot.
And in quicksand.
I let a girl choke me to the point of bruising my neck because she wanted to feel what it was like, and I was just like, okay. This was 3 weeks ago.
Really?
I said her full. Well, I guess I shouldn't have said her full name.
You can edit that out.
Bleep that out.
Nah.
Dude. I let her choke me out.
3 weeks ago?
Three times. And on the third time, we were in my mom's minivan. She was straddling me in the front seat.
And then the third time, I pulled her arms off of my neck because she was really going. The third time, she was for real.
Really going for
and
it.
And I pulled them back, and then she spit in my face.
I like that you're in the minivan. Like, did you have to take off your seatbelt and have it do with the dinging thing?
Yeah. Well, it's a minivan.
Where did the spit land?
In my face. She spit in my face. And then she said, sorry, that's what happens when I get cornered. And I still love her to this day. I let her read my diary. That's true, too.
Just because she's really hot?
Yeah. And because she was, guys, I can't really go into this girl's details right now because there's just not enough time. But, like, I met her after a show. And she changed my life. And she's the most beautiful woman in the world. And she's made of poison. And we spent like 4 days together. And on the third day, she read my diary. Because she's the fucking Hannibal Lecter of hot women.
How did she find your diary?
She asked me if she could read it. And I was like, no. And she's like, what do you have to lose? And I was like, I don't know. And she convinced me. So,
did she make fun of you for it afterwards?
No, she didn't.
Well, that doesn't seem that evil.
No, it wasn't that she was evil. It's that she is manipulative in the most amazing way. Guys.
Like, so you're basically getting married soon.
I hope, but I don't know.
So this girl, she messaged me after a show that I did, and I went to go meet her because we started talking about stuff, and I was like, oh, she seems cute enough. We were friends on Facebook, or she friended me, and then I saw her in real life, and she's, you know how most girls like show a picture of themselves? Their Facebook pictures are way better than they are in real life.
Right.
She's the opposite.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of weirdo pictures.
Outlier.
Yeah, she's an outlier. She put in her 10,000 hours. Turns out she is hot as fuck. And so we're hanging out, and this girl is made of poison. She is the most...
You have a knack for finding those, apparently.
I know. I'm really good at it. I don't know.
Could it be related to the heroin thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably related to that, especially since she's...
I love this person already. I love her.
She is... She's the most fucked up human being. So we're like, so I go pick her up. She's like, it's like 2 a.m. And she's like, where are we going? I was like, well, there's a IHOP near here. We could go there. Cause we're just going to go get coffee. And on the way to the IHOP, she's like already talking. She's about like her ex-boyfriend and, you know, how about one time like she almost stabbed him. Ha, 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 ha. But then she ended up stabbing herself. And I was like, oh, you're funny. And then we sit down and she's like, okay, so now.
Classic Lindsay.
Yeah. Her name's not Lindsay. But we'll call her Lindsay. It'll be good. Let's call her Lindsay. So we sit down and she's like, tell me your deepest, darkest secret. And I was like,
No one says that.
Well, that was the thing. I was like, I'm probably not going to do that. She's like, why? And I was like, because listen, I could con you right now and just tell you a bunch of like of the drug stuff that I'm happy to tell people and pretend as if it's deepest, darkest. Or I could just tell you right now, not going to tell you any deepest, darkest secrets. And she's like, what? Well, would it make you more comfortable if I did? So I was like, yeah, sure. So she proceeds to tell me about her life. And she's the most... Oh, my God. So she was kicked out of school in eighth grade because she planned a Columbine-like massacre.
Okay.
She's been in 5 different psych wards.
You planned one Columbine-like massacre and you're a monster?
Yeah. Well, first of all, she actually explained it and it made sense. Like, she planned it in her notebook. Like, at first I was like, that's fucked up. And then actually...
And then I realized how pretty she was.
Yeah, and then I looked at her face.
Oh, no. The school board was totally in the right. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah, well...
You can't have a deepest, darkest secret be my entire life.
Right, exactly.
my brain.
So what happened is she planned it out in her notebook, and then... This teacher was being given a hard time in class, and in order to make the teacher feel better, she gave her the notebook and be like, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. You know,
AKA cry for help.
Right. AKA cry for help. She fully admits that.
Wait, she gave her Columbine planning notebook to say, better?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to kill all these motherfuckers.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, you know, cry for help material, I'm sure. But
sunny days are coming.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously she's kicked out of school and whatnot. Her arm is covered in self-inflicted wounds, like cuts, like she's a cutter, or like she was a cutter. And not just like, it was funny because like half of it was she was talking about how she was this, and the other half was she was like, well, the last time I tried to kill myself was in, you know, was earlier this year, but I wasn't really trying to kill myself. I was just choking myself with a Mac power supply.
And you banged her, right? You definitely had sex with her, though.
No. We didn't have sex. We just talked, and she choked me. And, like, it was just a wild time.
Like, that's the new Disney synopsis for a new animation.
Yeah, I mean, sex would have been something else. I don't think sex would have been possible with this person. Well, at least not without feeling like somewhat bad about it. But I did let her choke me out and read my diary. But yeah, so she had cuts.
She choked you out and read your diary. She fucking owns you.
Like, what she does.
What is this celibate like asphyxiation thing you got going?
Listen, I was because she was touching me. It was all right. It felt good. She was touching my neck. And like, first, it was like she was touching it softly because she has soft little delicate hands. But then she really went for it, and I was like, oh no! And then it's like she's choking me.
What have I done?
And then I just pulled her and then. You know, pushed her against the steering column because she was straddling me in the seat of the minivan, and then she spit in my face, and then yeah, I've talked about that, but yeah, so she, yeah, I saw her boobs though. she was talking about how like she didn't like the way her clothes fit or something. Like she didn't like the feeling of clothes touching her skin. And so when we got back in the car to drive to the park where we talked some more, where I told her all about how my brother used to beat me up because she broke me. And then she was like, I was like, I have another jacket or I have a hoodie you can wear instead of that one. She's like, okay. And then she just took off her top and then put on the, and I saw her, I saw everything.
Did you lick them?
No, but dude, it was amazing. Like, it was just weird, you know, because it was like, it was non-sexual. And I don't know. Maybe it was.
Yeah, non-sexual nudity is pretty awesome.
It is, because it was just like.
When it's just like sort of matter of fact.
Yeah.
Like, there's some boobs right there.
It was funny, because cool. Like, you know, at first when someone messaged you online, you're like, this is about the sex. This is what I'm gonna, you know. But then after talking to her, I realized like this was too weird.
Doing a good deed here.
Yeah, but then it was like, I'm going to keep talking to her because like, she was the most fascinating person I'd met because of the fact that she had like all that middle school angst, but it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually that middle school angst is like based in a lot of things that aren't necessarily, they're mostly cries for help and whatnot. But she's just tried to kill herself so many times that I just was like, no.
You're a failure, actually, though.
Yeah, right. I mean, at some point she might succeed. And I felt like, you know, I better talk to her now before that happens because I want to get to know her, you know? And so we talked a lot. And,
well, the eulogy at the very least.
Right. Yeah. At least I'll have something to say at the funeral. But no, I feel bad because like she's, you know, she's got some serious issues, but it was like she's also fucking like she was just crazy. You know, she choked me. And yeah, it was cool, though. I don't know. She's good. She'll be all right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. How did it end? Oh yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
She may have sent a video of herself choking herself with a belt.
Okay.
And I may have sent a video of me masturbating to it. Maybe. Maybe I did that.
This is getting really dark.
And I like how he's like, I got in trouble on the last broadcast. Yeah. So I'm not going to reveal too much about my life. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, until next week, guys, good night and good chins.
Hey.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry. I forgot about that. For some reason, I had a brain fart where I thought Ben did it. Sorry, go ahead, Brendan.
It's been done already.
No, you got to do it.
No.
Come on, I'll edit it out.
I don't even know why I'm here anymore.
I'll edit it.
No. I've already been snubbed.
Look at me. You're not looking at me.
Oh, I refuse. Je refuse.
Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Army Hammer is a latter-day Paul Walker.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't mind him as an actor, but he's definitely used in very narrow.
I don't think I know
deliveries in the
you know,
trailer.
You know what they say?
Rough.
When you got an Army Hammer, everything looks like a nail.
I want to hate you for that, but I just
I know it's
I want to kiss you.
Around.